of the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. So I would like to start with the issues, the halachas of the Oila. So one of the important points that a person has to understand when the person gets an Aliyah is that he's saying a bracha. He's saying this bracha. It's for the Gemara's mashal. This bracha is a bracha which requires a sara. So the person has to say the Baruch Hu and the bracha loud enough that at least ten people are able to hear what he's saying. You have a situation where a person is a shy person or a person is not well, and he says the bracha and 10 people can't hear him. The halacha is that he has to repeat the bracha again. So, number one. Number two, you have a situation where the people right around the bima hear what he's saying, but nobody else hears it. There's two or three people by the bima, and they respond, and everybody responds with them. And actually, the halacha is in that situation, the people around the bima would not respond. He didn't say the bracha out loud that 10 people could hear. So the people around the bima do not respond, and that's it. He didn't say it yet. He starts over again. So the person has to say the bracha loud enough that at least 10 people are able to hear what he's saying. The next step is that the person finishes saying the bracha, and they start Kriyas HaTorah. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the person who has Aliyah should read along with the Baal Kareh. Now he says that a person does not read along with the Baal Kareh, so it's questionable whether that his bracha is a valid bracha because he didn't read with the Kareh. He's making a bracha on the Torah, he's not reading. The original minhag was that the person who got the Aliyah would read. Either there was no second person there, or the person was there just to help him if he got stuck along, but he would read. But nowadays the Baal Kareh is reading. But even so, the original takana that he has to read is still in force. The Ramah mentions a situation where a person who's a summa can get an Aliyah, he says, even though he can't read from the Sefer Torah because he can't see. He can get Aliyah and he can use the rule of Shemei Kaina that the Baal Kareh is laning, as if the person who gets the Aliyah is laning. He can use that halacha. So there's one place where we use that halacha on a regular basis. Besides a summa, if a person is called up for an Aliyah during Birchas Kriyas Shema, preferably a person should not be called up for an Aliyah during Birchas Kriyas Shema. But if a person was called up for an Aliyah, the Gabbai did not realize that the person is behind the davening and he's a Birchas Kriyas Shema. So he does go up to the Sefer Torah. He says the bracha beforehand. He says the bracha afterwards. He does not read along with the Baal Kareh. So in this situation, we rely on the concept of Shemei Kaina, that the Oila can use the Shemei Kaina to not read along with the Baal Kareh. But otherwise, an Oila should read along. If a situation, a person is holding the middle of Hallel, it's Rosh Chodesh, and he was a little bit late. And he's still saying Hallel, gets an Aliyah. The same thing. The person does not read along with the Baal Kareh in that situation. Even though normally we tell you it's very important that you should read along with the Baal Kareh, here's an exception where a person should not read along with the Baal Kareh and just listen to the Baal Kareh. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, how loud does he have to read along with the Baal Kareh? So the Chayyadim points out there's a law of Trekoli L'mishtamoy. That if you have two people saying something at the same time, it makes it difficult to hear, and therefore nobody, it's like neither one can be heard. So the Oila should not read loud enough that he's creating a situation. So the Tzibur of Trekoli L'mishtamoy, he has to read quietly so that he's loud enough that actually Chayyadim contemplates the possibility. He should read quietly enough that even he himself cannot hear. Even he himself cannot hear. He says, you know what? But yeah, but it's okay if you heard it yourself. That's the language of the Chayyadim, which means that the preferred way is to read it as quietly as possible, even to the point, maybe according to the Chayyadim, that you don't even hear yourself saying it. The Shemur says you should hear yourself saying it, but not louder than that, because you don't want the situation. The Tzibur cannot hear the Baal Kareh, because if you read it louder, the halach is that it's kilo, nobody heard it. And that for sure is not what we want to accomplish. A person should be careful when they get the Aliyah along with the Baal Kareh, they must read along with the Baal Kareh, and they must read along quietly to the point that you're not affecting the Tzibur. The Tzibur should not be hearing your Kriya along with the Baal Kareh. Have a good morning.